very happy Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. I just want to scream at you why I'm so happy, but I think I got to include everybody else first. And hey, as always, well, oh, my word. Whoa, I didn't touch anything.
What that was, I'm going to go check on Stacy's studio because I was turning her mic on and that happened.
That's what happened. That was Stacy's.
Yeah.
She didn't touch anything.
So why don't you go check in with Natasha here and I'll just double check with Stacy.
Okay. Well, so anyway, Animal World's
welcome
production engineer.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't go direct till tomorrow. So we're cleaning up the tidbits here
and
today.
And it takes about another 2 weeks before we really start feeling the getting out of the after effects of it.
So hopefully you recognize that voice. And Nathan is here, but he's in the other studio now figuring why he blasted all of us out when he turned on Stacy's microphone. Somebody obviously left the volume up in there. And it is the third Sunday of the month, which most often these days is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animal Friends on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. So Natasha's here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
And we're all in the studio together, woo-hoo. And in her own personal private moodlet studio would be Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha. I think I'm all situated now.
Yeah, stop swearing at us, Stacy.
So many buttons.
Radio-friendly language, please.
I only touch the buttons I know. So if it's not a button I know, I don't know what's
Well, going. See, we can blame it on whoever used the studio before us.
Okay.
Because they left a volume up on something or something that happened. I mean, but
it was a feedback loop.
However, and I just want to say those words were coming out of my mouth. Whoever used the studio before you obviously did something. Well, and then as all those words are spilling out of my mouth, I'm remembering who used that studio just before you.
I think
it was Nathan. Because we just did my promos in there, and I don't do anything but stand there and talk in the microphone. He's the one at the board. So, we'll just assume
think,
it was someone else. It wasn't him, even though he was
situated
in there.
Now,
but we're all good now, right?
Yep.
All right.
Sounding
so
good.
Okay, so if that's the only glitch we have today, that's pretty good. Hopefully everybody's heart stable and all of that. Oh, I was going to say, Stacy is making up for the fact that the rest of us are not morning people.
You didn't know I do all that stuff in the morning before.
I did not. You know, you were at Mass at 7 a.m. this morning for crying out loud.
And I have been for...
No wonder you always look so wonderful and all of that together Sunday morning.
Thank you. Because I've been up for a few hours.
Yeah, and spiritually blessed and all that good stuff. Yeah. So, wonderful. And now, have you always gone to Mass at 7 a.m. and I just didn't know it? Or is this
right.
something
Well,
new?
Like I was saying, they used to have it at 7:30. So that would, if I was doing the show, it was hard to do that one and get here on time. So I would go on Saturday. But if I was not doing the show,
then
I would go to the 7:30. But with all the COVID things and, you know, they moved it to 7.
Uh-huh.
So
now
I can do both. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, all right. See, there are some silver linings.
Yes.
So wonderful, wonderful. All right. We have got, before I get into details here and we officially start the show, I'll just let you know that we're going to do a regular thing. We'll take your phone calls for me and or Natasha. It will be just us here in this first hour. It will also be just us in the third hour, the 11 o'clock hour, and that's probably the hour that we'll be most available for your phone calls if you need stuff. Mm-hmm. In the second hour, we have a last-minute addition to the show, an old well, not old as in age-wise, but old and has been doing the show for many, many years and chimes in from time to time. An old friend of Animal World, Aline Fortgang, from, you know, co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and, you know, great animal activist and advocate for decades and decades, and who spearheaded the campaign to send our Woodland Park Zoo elephants, Bamboo and Chai, to sanctuary. And, you know, she was practically on the show every week when we were fighting that. And anyway, we have to revisit the elephant thing because Aline has an update on Bamboo's condition, because if you recall, Woodland Park Zoo knew of our efforts to get the elephants sent to sanctuary, and it was all in process. They snuck them out of the city in the middle of a snowstorm late at night so that we couldn't make them go to sanctuary. Consequently, they sent them to torture at the Oklahoma Zoo. Chai died there not mm-hmm. too long after that. Bamboo's mostly been in isolation and miserable and tortured ever since. Which is one of the reasons why Aunt Martha can't watch American Zoo shows. So there was no good animal TV last night because all American Zoo shows. However, there's a new show on CBS. It happened. They re-aired it last night. Have you guys heard about the series? That's just for fun. Doesn't have anything to do with animals yet. But it's up your line, Natasha. It's called Ghosts.
I have not seen it yet.
I think it airs on Thursday evenings, but I didn't see it on mm-hmm. Thursday. But since there was no good animal TV last night when I was doing last-minute show prep, I flipped around, and there it was, and my friends had told me about this show. And so I watched it. It's hysterical.
It looks funny.
It's really, really well done. And in case you want to pick it up and watch it, I won't tell you all the details, but the basic premise of the show, it's a young couple mm-hmm. that, and the wife inherits an old mansion. And anyway, it's so well done.
Good.
I really laughed. Yeah. So you might want to watch it just for fun. All righty. I got to tell you this before we officially start the show even, because I'm so happy. What is making me so happy? Well, for any of you that have been hanging out with us, I have a toilet in my house. I have a toilet in my house. I have a toilet in my house. Woohoo! Now, and that's not even the biggest news yet, but, you know, if you were here with us last week, you know, and I've been not talking a lot about it, but I had a hidden leak in the walls of my house around my bathrooms and all of this, and it was very weird. It didn't affect my water bill. It didn't show up on the meter or any of that. So who knows how long it was going on. By the time I discovered it, the water damage was extensive, and of course it all tested for asbestos because my house was built 2 years before that. And with COVID and all the delays, the claim made the claim with my insurance company July 14th. Isn't it now October? Mm-hmm. 3 months into this. Well, it took forever. So bottom line is, no, nothing's done yet. But finally, let's see, last week I was able to report to you that finally the house had been dried out. So the house was dry, and I have not been able to live there. I had to move out of my house into a trailer camper in my driveway. I've said I was glamping in the driveway, but I have changed my mind. This is not glamping. Now, I was camping in the driveway in a camper, which is very nice, but, you know, the bathrooms are just not up to what you're used to, and that's something we take for granted. And I'm going to tell you, say thank you every time you have a comfortable indoor bathroom to use in the same place where you sleep and live and all of that work. It is such a blessing, and I guess I needed a little reminder of how big a blessing it is. But as soon as they were able to come in and do the demolition, which means then I didn't have a bedroom, I had neither bathroom, I had no showers, I had no toilets, I had no sinks, so I couldn't live in the house, so I had to move out in the camper. So that's been going on back and forth. I was pretty real tired of doing all of that. So finally, just before last weekend, the house finally got dried. So all of the big, heavy equipment, the dehumidifiers and the fans and all, they took all of that out. So the house was quiet, really nice. And then last Sunday, I told you the next day the plumber was coming in to repair all the plumbing. And my plan was, I told you last week, that once he got the plumbing repaired and all of that, that I was going to make sure, I knew I would have a working shower then. But I was formulating a plan to talk the plumber into resetting one of the toilets. Now, you know, because the build back pretty and make it all good again hasn't been done yet. And that was the bad news, is the contractor finally said last week, well, with everything that's going on and all the COVID stuff, we'll probably get to it in 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend, I'm thinking, what? Because I'm assuming, I thought the plumber would come in and fix it, and then the contractor would come right in behind. No, 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 no. Now we're waiting on the contractor. So anyway, I'm thinking, I don't want to live in this trailer another month or more. And it's costing my insurance company a fortune to have it in my driveway, and I don't want them to pay for it. I want back in my house, and I need a toilet in my house so I can work. Otherwise, I'm running back and forth. Anyway, so plumber comes on Monday, repairs everything, all the pipes and the new shower pan and surround is in and all that, and I have him move things around in terms of where the sinks are being stored in the bathrooms and the toilets so that I could use, because the extra bathroom in my house, the tub and the shower in that bathroom didn't have to be torn out. So once we move things around a little bit, that shower was usable. So all I need, I figure, I don't need a bathroom sink because I got a kitchen sink. I can do what I need to do in the kitchen sink. If I could just have a good shower and I had a toilet in the house, I could live in my house again. Okay, so the plumber's done all of this, and I'm talking to him. I'm saying, I want you to reset one of the toilets. It doesn't matter that the new floor is not in. There's wood on the floor. The toilet mm-hmm. could be set there, and that would work, and so I could move back into the house until the contractors can do the work. And he said, well, I can't do that because it wouldn't be safe. Because without the real floor in, the toilet wouldn't be even with the floor, and it could wobble, and it might tip over, and the porcelain shatters like glass, and it would cut your fanny, and I can't be responsible, and I just can't do it because it's shoddy work. And I said, well, yeah, but it's my rear end, it's my toilet, it's my house, it's my money. I want to pay you to do it. I'll sign whatever waiver you want, but I want a toilet. And he said, I understand, and I'd really like to help you, but I can't do it. And then he gave me this big, he's a really great plumber, and he really knows his stuff. And he said, I'm just the kind of guy that if I put in something shoddy for you, I would worry about you all the time. You'd be in my mind, and I couldn't sleep, and all of this. I just can't do it. So I'm thinking, well, I can't torture this guy. And I said, but while he was working in my house on Monday, his apprentice called him, and he had to coach him through stuff. So I said, well, how about we call your apprentice and have him come out, and he puts the toilet in for me. And that guy said, well, that might work. And he's saying, but I don't know. There might be somebody else that might be willing to do it. And I said, well, as long as you're here, because I had in my mind the way he was talking about it, this toilet would be like a couple inches off the floor if you sat, so it would really be tippy and might fall over. So I made him explain to me exactly what it was. And what it was is that he said, you know, once the toilet was reseated, you know, you have to put in a new wax ring and all this stuff. I said, well, how far is it going to be between the toilet and the floor? And he says, well, maybe a quarter to a half an inch. That's nothing. I said, how hard would it be to put some wood around the floor to set the toilet on so it's level and I won't fall off? And he said, well, not at all, except I don't cut wood. I can't cut wood. We're not carpenters. We're not licensed to do that. It's a good idea, but I won't do it. Well, as I'm talking to him in the bathroom, and I just have to tell you, this is your chuckles for Sunday morning, is I get spoken to a lot in the bathroom. Like I'm doing a session with people, you know, I'll take a break and go to the bathroom. I get all this great information
well,
about
water
what to
is
do.
A conduit.
Okay, is that it, Natasha?
Water is a conduit.
Okay, so I get lots of great. Well, so I'm standing in the bathroom, you know, this bare floors. Okay, and, you know, the walls are torn out. There's nothing there and all that. And we're standing there, and I get this vision comes into my right brain. And I get this vision, and I'm told, reseat the toilet. And then put some wedges, tap wedges, all the way around the base of the toilet. And so now I know this plumber well enough now that I just told him, I said, hey, I'm getting a vision. Okay. And then I told him what I saw and what I heard. And he said, that's a fabulous idea. That's a really great idea. But I won't do it. So we went round and round, and finally he finished, and he left. He said, I'll go back to the company. I'll talk to my apprentice. I'll talk to the guy. We'll see if there's anybody willing to come out and do this for you, but we'll see if we can do that. Well, that was Monday. I didn't hear right back from them. I was, by that point, I am obsessed. I'm getting a toilet in my bathroom. And what I also heard in the bathroom was, do it yourself. And I actually said to him, I don't think I can say the word on the air right now. I said, but if I could lift the darn toilet, I could do this myself. You know, and he laughed. Off he went. So I'm saying, And I'm thinking, well, and he also told me what they charged to reset a toilet. So I had a little rethinking about that. And then I'm thinking, you know, I probably could just hire a handyman that could help me do this. And then I thought about, you know, do you know Tina, who calls in all the time from Lake Stevens? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Tina's a longtime listener, basically because she's a friend of mine. And she's also a handy gal, and she helps me do stuff from time. And we've been friends for many, many years. So I called up Tina. And I said, hey, Tina, you ever done a toilet? She said, well, I did one 20, 25 years ago. I said, hot dog, you've got experience. we're putting it, can you come over? You know, I need a toilet. So Tina comes over on Thursday, and she tells me, I did my homework. I watched all kinds of YouTube. And I got to tell you, folks, you need to do something in your house, okay? You can go on to YouTube and ask
it's
how to do it. You can watch
YouTube.
A movie to tell you how to do anything. Mm-hmm. Okay? She said, so I watched all the YouTube stuff and all of that. So she came over, and we assessed the situation, and we decided we wanted to put the toilet back into the front bathroom, which has the shower, bathroom that I'll be using. There won't be a sink, but there's a mirror. You know, anyway, so then off we go to Lowe's and, you know, and get to the plumbing department, and we get a new wax ring and all of that. And then I flag down the Lowe's guy, you know, the plumbing expert, and we tell him what we're doing, you know, and he's kind of chuckling because here are these two little girls, old ladies here, you know. And then I told him and said, so we got, he said we had the right wax ring and all in one thing, and it would have everything that we needed. And then I said, you know, I told him, I said, I had this vision when I was arguing with my plumber, and my vision told me to reset the toilet and then to shove wedges all the way around the end to balance and stabilize it. I said, so have you got any materials? What would you recommend that we could make wedges out of? So the Lowe's guy says, well, how about you use something that's designed specifically for that purpose? And I was like shocked. I was like, really? They exist? There are toilet wedges? He said, yeah, follow me. Goes over. Here's this little box of white plastic toilet wedges. They're called toilet shims. And it's exactly what I was shown in my vision. So I'm like, that's it. So, you know, Tina grabs a box. I said, get two. We got two. Home we went. We put in the wax wearing, we seated the toilet, and between the two of us, we had no problem hiking it around, and we had to jury-rig a few things. We got in the toilet, Tina did the shims, and woo-hoo, happy, 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 I have a toilet in my house. Hey! Woo-hoo!
Good one, Nathan.
So I have a toilet in my house. So then what we had to do is I figured, okay, I have to wait a few days to make sure that it's working, it's seated, that it's not wobbly, I'm not going to fall off. And then Tina said, and oh, I forgot to tell you, if you smell any sewer gases, oh, stop using it right away, close the doors, we'll have to reseat it right away. And I said, Really, Stuart? Would I know that? Oh, yeah, you'll know it if you smell it.
You'll know, Stuart.
Yeah, if you smell it.
Yes.
So I figured, okay, before I move back in, I have to wait a few days to make sure everything's good with the toilet. But I'm here to tell you, the toilet is working great. The shower, Tina and I, we got the shower all cleaned up and all working, and I've tested that out. So the great big huge news right now, guess what I'm doing after the show? I'm going home and I'm moving back into my house.
Congratulations!
Yay! I'm moving back in, and I won't have a bathroom sink. The bathrooms aren't finished now, and it's weird, but the cats are happy. I'm going to be happy back in my own bed and room. And if it takes a month or two or more to finish it, making it pretty again, I'm good because I can live there. The trailer can go, so insurance doesn't have to pay for that anymore. And I don't have to be running back and forth in the rain in the middle of the night and doing that. I just did it this morning. You know, I'm over in my house getting dressed, and the pants I want to wear, darn, left them in the trailer. You know, so that's going to be over. So I'm going home and moving
now back there's in. Now, there's not a time, though, in between this and the moment that it's done that you're not going to have a bathroom for a couple days,
Now, see, I'm
kind of seeing there's like a
I have two, because I've already considered that. Now, what thing I didn't know about all this time that I just found out about on Thursday, and I don't know how I missed the boat on this one, but they make like these little camping toilets. You know, they're like little chairs mm-hmm. and all, you know, and the bags and stuff. And there's all kinds of do-it-yourself little things instead of having to, you know, pee in a bowl and stuff. It's like, there. Anyway, Tina has one in her garage. So she said, oh, geez, I forgot I had it. Yeah, I should have brought it. And you could have. Well, so I could always do that. However, in the estimate and the bid from the contractor for fixing mm-hmm. everything, there's a charge in there for a temporary toilet. So I have a meeting with them tomorrow, and I'm thinking that maybe they're going to bring a porta potty or something mm-hmm. in for the crew. Well, that's going to be there. So if the toilet has to come out, and if for some reason they can't take it out one day, get the floor replaced and put it back in, there'll be a porta potty there, and I'll borrow the camping toilet, and I should be fine for a couple of days. I don't think it'll be more than a day or two if that happens.
It depends on supplies, because supplies are kind of right now.
But anyway, so that's kind of where we're going at this point. But at least I'm going to be able to live back in my house, and I absolutely can't wait. So I am absolutely grateful. Oh, and so, you know, the old adage, you know, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Well, in this case, if you want something done not quite right, do it yourself. But let's hear it for girl power.
Congratulations.
Okay? Woohoo! All the guys, it's like, you did what? We did the toilet. Okay, and of course, the Norwalk men in my family can't fix anything. That just those skills were not given genetically to the men in the Norwalk family. I got them all because we did a toilet. So cool. All right, so I'm happy. All right, we better take care of advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show. And gosh, if any of you, well, I've got we have one recall to tell you about. And a little bit of follow-up, but if you have questions, would like a personal reading with Natasha or a question with me, we'll have time. We could get in a phone call or so before we talk to Aline in the second hour. So local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers. Come back and officially start the show, and then take care of business, and we'd be delighted to speak with you if you'd like to speak with us. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter is here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh boy, would I like to say something about that, but I'm zipping it up because I'm happy. Anyway, hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I've been rattling on about why I'm happy and that I have a toilet in my house now, and I'm so thrilled. Please be grateful for your bathroom, indoor bathroom, every time you use it. Don't take things for granted. I have learned that it is the simple little things that can be very, very important. And I get to move back in my house this afternoon. I'm just thrilled about that. Now,
the comforts of home is amazing.
Yep.
When
so
you don't have them.
I'm nesting a little bit and trying to figure out, you know, so right now I'm kind of like covering up, you know, so I'm thinking, I got this stack of all these, you know, I know you'll all know what I'm talking about. I call the Mexican or Southwestern blankets, you know, mm-hmm. that you get at the fairs, you know, and when we were kids, they were $5 and now they're probably 15. But anyway, I have got tons of them in my closet. But they're real pretty, and you know, I mean, they're soft, and you can throw them in the machine and wash them and dry them and all of that. And I think, okay, I'm going to pull some of those out, and I'm going to cover my torn out, you know, floors and the wood subfloors. I'm going to cover them with Mexican blankets, and then I'll have nice patterns on my floor, and I can walk around in my bare feet mm-hmm. in the middle of the night and be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a little nesting. And having fun doing it. And anyway, Robbie and I are very excited about moving back into the house.
I bet.
All right. So let's see. To start the show, I always honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I didn't know Stacy was covering the bases for us, but she is. So we have a couple little prayers, a little prayer for us, you know, the animals, and one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations that we do. So this part of the show is voluntary, and you can say the prayers along with me and the affirmations as well, or you cannot. It's totally up to you. Not like dancing later in the show. Dancing's required. All righty, here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals a little longer, the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. And where there is darkness, light. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now, our affirmations. First one here, I do each affirmation, I say it three times. We have a little ritual that we do, and some of these we do for our personal selves, some we do for our group Animal World Collective. This one we start with is for our personal selves, and here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Whew. Wow, and I'm saying that, I'm getting visions again. But I'm realizing what I learned about that everything in my life is a blessing from the divine. Mm-hmm. Even my blown up bathrooms and all of that. Okay? By the time this is done, I'm going to have beautiful new bathrooms that I could never have afforded to do myself. You wouldn't believe what this is costing. Anyway, but I also, it gave me the opportunity to appreciate and be grateful so much more for the simple things. And you know what it really put me in touch with? Thinking about all the people that, you know, the houses burn down, they get flooded out, mm-hmm. or trash in the hurricanes. I'm sure that's where this concept of bringing the trailer camper into driveways came from, because you didn't always used to be able to do that. Insurance companies would send you to a motel, you know, when you couldn't live in your house. This is a relatively new concept, but I think it came out of that. But it helped me realize the devastation and what these human souls go through. And imagine what would it be like to you don't have any place to mm-hmm. live, let alone a toilet or a shower. And so it gave me a lot more empathy and compassion about all of that, and a lot more gratitude. I can't tell you through these last 3 months, you know, I could be spending my time griping and complaining about what's going on and focusing on the negative. But you know me, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. I turned this all over to Divine Mother immediately. I just follow my guidance. And guess what? Divine Mother does toilets. Who knew? Who knew? Okay? Anyway, I just had to say that because it was all coming through. All I could do is get the affirmation out, but mm-hmm. it certainly has helped me. So appreciate, be grateful. Stay positive, turn it over, follow your guidance. Makes it a whole lot easier.
It does.
All righty. Speaking of that, affirmation number two, that we do this as a collective for all of us, and boy, have I been doing this one a lot. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. And by the way, that's thanks to Linda Rasmussen for that affirmation. All righty. Now we have the Ananda affirmation, well, actually from Ananda, Italy, to get us in the right frame of mind with health and well-being and going out sharing health rather than fearing sickness and so forth. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. Now we have one more in this group of affirmations. This one comes, you know, from Natasha's suggestions. Last month you tweaked the phrasing a little bit because it flows better. But you know, see, I'm such a creature of habit. You know, it's taken me all this time and I'm just barely getting it right now.
I hear you.
Go on automatic pilot, it comes out the other way.
I hear you.
All right, here we go three times.
I can respect and honor that.
Here we go three times. Hopefully I get it correct. My body and I.
Yes.
Gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. So I pretty much got it down if mm-hmm. I focused. All right. Now, to complete this group of affirmations, place your hands over your chest and repeat, cross them over your heart, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. I close out with the Warriors of Light affirmation from Ananda, and this is basically so we can just spread it all over the world. We really, really need it. It is love is the most powerful energy on the planet. Light is carries love throughout the planet. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. Amen. All righty, we are all energized and, well, spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and we will energize this up at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. So here we go, and oh gosh, look at that. Let's go ahead and get back on schedule. Oh, well, you know, toilet talk takes time. Do you ever talk to yourself in the toilet? I know a lot of people read and all of that. I get talked to. You know, mm-hmm. I told you.
Oh, yeah.
You too, because then that's the water flowing? Is that what does that, Natasha?
Well, and two, where is the one of the spots in our lives that our brains can slow down just a little bit? You know, because we go into more simple thinking.
Yeah,
you
know? That's true. That's true.
So I'm just kind of saying that a lot of times we're so busy when we're out and about that we kind of don't hear a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And then when we get more slower and... You know,
I get stuff in the shower all the time. And like I said,
well, water is a conduit. So that's a huge.
Yeah. And when I take a break on a session and go into the bathroom, I'm not taking a shower. I'm just going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I get talked to all the time. It's quite amazing. Anyway, I'm not quite sure why I got off on that tangent. But we are going to take care of advertisers so that we're back on schedule. Then I got to tell you about the recall. It's actually a food name I recognize. So I want to tell you about it. And
looks like we'll probably have our first caller, too,
if we have time. That was my next question. Cool. All righty. So, caller, hang on. We'll get to you soon. And right now, we're going to take care of our advertisers. Listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. It's the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter is here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Natasha Venter is here. We're taking your calls for the rest of this hour. And in the 11 o'clock hour and the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. And I have an update for you on bamboo and then the latest issue going on with Woodland Park Zoo that Aline needs our help with. So Natasha and I will be discussing all of that with Aline in the second hour. And, of course, then this hour we've heard from Nels Rasmussen. And, you know, last week he said that the new contact information works, spiritualpetconnection.com, but the old one works too, healingministryforanimals.com. And he had good news last week because there's some kind of way he can set this up that he's found that he can get away this whole veterinary practicing medicine without a license stuff that are after him, that he may be able to continue to use the Healing Ministry for Animals. It's a hot deal, Natasha, that he's discovered. And so he's working on that. But anyway, all of the contact information works. And he does the free telephone evaluation. Just go to the website, spiritualpetconnection.com. Click on Contact Us. Fill out the little form. Tell him you want to talk. He'll call you. And, of course, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, horses. I had to put Robbie back on the NuPro because I don't keep it on it all the time because his coat is so beautiful when he's on the NuPro. He's got so much of it, I could carpet the planet with golden retriever fur. Well, in all this stress of the Martha House, Robbie and I have to move out of the house. It got to Robbie. And, of course, you know, he's processing all my stuff, and I'm doing my best to stay, you know, but I'm human.
Yep.
He's processing. He blew his whole coat. I've never in my whole life had a dog that blew their coat. Now I know what that's like. Holy mackerel. And so anyway, I put him back on NuPro, and now pretty soon I'm going to be carpeting the planet with golden retriever hair again because NuPro is incredible on skin and hair coat. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. They have it on the shelf at Bridges if you want the dog a supplement. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. You can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, by the way, you can email us now. We do get the emails in the studio. And Nathan has figured out a way that if you send us pictures of your animals, if you have a question about your animals for Natasha or me, you can send us pictures and Nathan can put them up on the screen for us in the studio. How cool is that?
That's a blessing.
Only took us 28 years to figure out how to do pictures in the studio on the screen. That's pretty cool. We needed Nathan to figure that one out.
And of course, when people like Natasha and Nels or Linda see a picture of the animal, it really helps them to fine-tune into it so they can kind of take a look at the facial expressions and maybe some of their body language they're presenting in the picture. So it really does help.
That's the kind of stuff I look at. They just look at the energy and stuff, but pictures are helpful.
It's a different form of connection.
Right,
If there's a lot of distractions around, sometimes it is helpful.
Yeah.
Or if the owner is having a hard time, you know, being
supportive.
Yeah,
so pictures always
help. Helps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. All righty, and then, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer and work with you privately in your home. I specialize in really, really serious dog behavior issues and solving things really quickly. And I have good news follow-up to report. You remember last week when we talked to Terry about Ollie, the six-year-old Lakeland Terrier, that was one of the most neurologically messed up dogs I had seen in decades, that this dog was had so much neuroses that had been put on psychotropic drugs at 2 years of age. So had been on psychotropics since two. I'm seeing the dog at six. This dog had never spent a day without, remember I named him? I named,
oh,
I gave
yes,
this syndrome
heard,
the name, vibrators. And the dog, it's like they have their toes stuck in an outlet all the time and they just vibrate. And sometimes they vibrate because they're stressed and sometimes they vibrate for nothing. They just vibrate all the time. I've had four of them this month. Report back, talk to Terry this week. Guess what? Aunt Martha came in last Saturday. Okay, taught him what they need to know, broke through with Ollie, took the power, busted his rank back to baby and back into his baby puppy fears, and then we got to bring him back. Guess what? Terry's reporting. I'm so pleased. I couldn't be more grateful. To Divine Mother. It's not me. It just comes
I get it.
Divine Mother, St. Francis G. Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie has not vibrated since last Saturday.
Congratulations to the whole scenario.
Is that these are dogs that back in the 80s, these are the ones I was collecting. Mm-hmm. I had 17 dogs in my house at one time. I was kind of like Caesar. I collected everybody. Learning to deal with all of these animals and this Plekner and stuff. And I'm just thrilled that everything has culminated. And I feel like we've got the answers now for all of this stuff. And I'm going to because I had to turn the show over to Divine Mother, and especially this last 3 months, I haven't had time to do anything. So I don't. And I just wait. She just tells me. It just comes, and that's what we do. And we're changing up the format here on Animal World, and I haven't had a chance to tell you because I don't have the details yet. I don't know if Nathan does. Positive Talk with Kevin McDonald is moving on from Animal World because he is now able to start doing his own show on KKNW, this channel during the week. He will be starting a new Positive Talk. I don't know when it's going to air and all of that. Do you know any of that yet, Nathan?
I believe it's Mondays at 9 and Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
So 9 a.m.
and
4
p.m.
So Kevin will be doing Positive Talk here on the station, but during the week. That means we are going back to running encore presentations one Sunday a month so that I can go to church. Unlike Stacy, we don't have a 7 a.m. service. And even if we did, you wouldn't find me there. Well, except everybody. It's all streamed. But I know you wouldn't even find me on the stream. Too early for me. So, but this next week is going to be an encore presentation we're going to rerun Walter Stoffel and Lance's story because the 31st of Halloween, I want to be back on the air live with Walter again. We are going to begin the series of teaching shows that I was getting told was going to start happening. Now I know Walter's going to join on a regular basis, every couple of months, and I'm going to start teaching you. It's going to be like doing a private session here on the air. And I'm going to go, because I have it down to a science, but only what comes through in different sections is for the specific clients I'm dealing with. But I'm going to try to put everything into each section. So this could take many shows to get through, but I'm going to do my very best to teach you guys everything that I've learned about all of this. So you all will be able to start spreading these tools, getting this done. Now, we definitely need to get to Tina. But I told you about all of that and all of that and all of that. So all we have to do, let's get this recall out of the way, and then we'll get to Tina. So, doesn't have a recall for a while. We got one now. I thought it was really worth the music because it's actually food that I recognize and that has a pretty good reputation. But, you know, mistakes happen. It's Tuffy's Pet Foods recall of Pure Vita. So, that's the, and it's there, the Pure Vita salmon entree dog food. They had to recall 1,600 cases, and it's for too much vitamin D. So that can be an issue, and it was apparently these 1,600 cases were shipped all over the country. So they could be in our area. We just don't know. There are numbers and all that information. You can go to truthaboutpetfoods.com, truthaboutpetfoods.com to get the details, or you can call Tuffy's Food if you feed Pure Vita salmon entree dog food. You can call Tuffy's at 800-525-9155. 800-525-9155. Okay. Consider yourself informed. We are going to now go to... No, we're not going to go to phones.
Not yet. Tina's a little bit busy right now, so we'll probably check in with her a little bit later. She just had something to do at this time.
Oh, okay. All right. In that case, I guess now, Stacy, there really hasn't been any good animal TV on.
No, not at all.
I cannot watch the American Zoo shows. I really adore the crikey, it's the Irwins. The zoo shows coming out of New Zealand and Australia have a totally different energy to them, and their philosophies and the way they care for the animals, and the incredible conservation work that they're really, really doing changes the energy, and I'm able to watch and support them. But the American Zoo shows, it makes my skin crawl when I hear them talking about the animals as collections and specimens. So that takes the emotion out of it. You don't have to love them then. That means you can torture them because they aren't real beings. Collections.
I've been following the pit bulls and parolees.
Well, that's thank you. Thank
you. I follow them online. You know, she's been, so they're moving into a new facility.
Oh, okay. So reeling back in. I brought you into this because I wanted to know, when are our pit bulls and parolees? When are the good animal shows coming back?
I think they're starting to film it, she said, but they've had to move out of that old facility because it would flood too much, you know?
Oh, yes.
So they have a new building. And
they lost a lot of their dog food one time.
So they're setting it all up. So anyway. Yeah.
And talk about woman power.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whoa. You know, it's the one powerful woman, Tia, that runs this. Holy mackerel. Force of nature that woman is, and what wonderful work they're doing. Anyway, really looking forward to pit bulls. And now, you know all that because you, follow them on Facebook?
On Facebook, and then she has this little separate thing where you kind of help support her, the thing. So it's
Support
the rescue. So you, pay like a fee for the year, and it helps,
Anyway,
so she applies these little live things, and she talks about what they're doing. And
now, I haven't heard anything about Dr. Jeff. I haven't heard anything about Jackson, if he's ever coming back. But who's the other? Amanda to the rescue?
I think she started filming, too, she said.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like that show's going to come back.
Right.
She's the rescue Amanda is the one mm-hmm. that's a rescue in Washougal, Washington. So
yes.
she's local here.
And I always liked her.
Oh, my God. What a heart that woman has. Yeah, if you've okay. watched that show and the cases that she deals with, mm-hmm. and it's extraordinary, the patience and the love that this woman has. I mean, extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you know when that stuff comes
on. I always watch Dr. Pohl on the – he's up, on the other –
The Incredible Dr. Pohl, he's on Nat Geo Wild, one yes. of my favorite vet shows. He's old school, but he's absolutely delightful. I lost the Nat Geo Wild channel when Comcast, the price just keeps going up and up and up, and it gets too high, and I call him and say, I can't afford this anymore, and then I get some special package. Mm-hmm. The last special package I had to get to lower my cost, I lost Nat Geo Wild, so I don't get to watch him
yeah.
anymore. But it was worth, I don't know how many dollars I saved, but it was kind of worth it. But anyway, that's a great show too.
It is. He's got new vets and, you know, still kicking.
Yeah, all right.
I'm
wonderful.
Amazed at what he does.
Speaking of still kicking, it is time to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two, and that means it's time for the exercise portion of our show and to energize up and really get busy spreading this love all over the planet. So it's Love Train time. Dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, you sort of can, because you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet, dance with me. I'm going to cruise through your house, pick you up on the Love Train. And while we're sending to all the places in the world they mention in the song, we're going to send also especially to Afghanistan, to India, to any place you know of. Use it to send the love energy around. And I always energize up the Love Train song with the Yogi Energization Prayer. So, and boy, am I looking forward to feeling the energy from this, because I'm super motivated. I get to move back into my house. All right, here we go. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. Stay right where you are, everybody. It's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.